Jose, I say, Jose, it's time to wake up.
Oh, buenos días, señorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View podcast. To paraphrase what Sam the American Eagle would say, it's a salute to all things Walt Disney, but mostly Walt Disney World. A former cast member, a longtime lover of the parks, and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, Dave brings you his unique perspective about the Walt Disney World Resort. Now please remain quietly seated throughout our tour, and we ask that there be no eating, drinking, smoking, or flash photography. Our podcasters are frightfully sensitive to bright lights. So put on your virtual mouse ears, sit back, and relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's Dave, and coming to you live from the Walt Disney World Resort this time. Actually, I'm back again for another trip. I came back for the end of October. School was closed, so the kids had a break, and decided to take a little trip up and just have a little fun. It was sort of a last-minute decision to get going, and that's the way it worked out. So we're up here. We came up on like a Thursday night, and we went out and shot some miniature golf up at the one of the Pirates Cove places. It's a lot of fun. And then went over to Giordano's and got some deep dish pizza this time. Decided to spread the wealth a little bit. I love Uno's. I've told you that before, but Giordano's is equally good. And so we decided to check that out this time. And so we went over there. And then today we're over in the Disney's Hollywood Studios. I haven't been over in the studios in a while. And, you know, and regardless of whatever I think about the day and, you know, how I think about this particular park, and I think I've just realized that this is probably my least favorite of the four parks. But that's not a bad thing. It just means that the others are so great. This one just kind of pales in comparison, in my opinion. And you know what? Even my least great day in this park is better than a great day anywhere else. I mean, it's just, you can't beat it. It's just the atmosphere, the ambiance, just the feeling you get. It's a way to decompress and really enjoy yourself. And that's what I'm finding. You know, in spite of it all, it's just the way I feel about it. It's been still a really fun day, very relaxing, and don't have to worry about it. And I get to spend some quality time with my family, which is never a bad thing. I get to spend time and just hang out and relax and smile. You know, and that's really what it's all about, isn't it? So come along with me as I go throughout my couple of days here in the Magic Kingdom and at the Hollywood Studios and enjoy some of the festivities and some of the things I run into. So it's interesting. You know, we tried to get over to Toy Story Mania, but, you know, the wait time on that is unbelievable still, even though it's not that new anymore. And it's just kind of funny how long that wait is. And we tried to get a fast pass, and we got there just as they were closing the fast pass booth for the day. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Just timing is everything. And then we've learned that Fantasmic is not showing today. Actually, I did know that before we came in the park, but that was a decision we made to come over here. But, you know, just everybody in the party found out about it about the time we were coming in the park. So it seems like it's, you know, not a winner of a day particularly. But, you know, it's just beautiful outside. You're at Disney. How bad could it be? All right, so we decided to brave the Toy Story Mania line. It was about 60 minutes in line, but the Mr. Potato Head was absolutely cool with the articulated mouth and the moving arms, and the fact that he takes his ear out, just incredible. It's just one of those more amazing things that I've ever seen technologically. So it's been about 60 minutes. We're going to ride on the ride here. We wanted to check it out. That's the main reason we came to the studios in the first place. And undaunted by the ride to the line length of supposedly 80 minutes, we decided to give it a shot. Here goes.
Sorry.
Do you want to go with Mommy or do you want to go with me? Who wants to go with me? So 21st century. All right. Put this by my feet. All right. Put you down here. Put my lap, okay?
Okay.
There we go. How's that?
Excellent.
Thank you.
Put a post down for both of you. There you go.
Yep.
That was pretty fast.
It was pretty fast, isn't it?
How do you shoot?
Pull back on this.
Hey, partners! Welcome to the practice game!
Go ahead, pull the string!
I'm coming to you with another live remote from Walt Disney World Resort. Yeah, this was my planned trip for the year. I was going to come up with the family and meet my sister-in-law and her husband here, bring the kids, everybody, have some fun, and just have a good time. So we are here. We actually got in yesterday. We went to, came in after driving up from South Florida and went over and played miniature golf over at the Pirates Cove, always a fun time, and then checked out Giordano's. Deep dish Italian place. Now I know I said I love Uno's and I give them a shout at any time, but this time we decided to go a little different and went to Giordano's, the other restaurant. And man, that's some good pizza. We got some of that and had a really good time. And I gotta tell you, this time, you know, we look for economy when we come to the parks. Now, I love staying in Walt Disney World Resort. There's a magic to it when you stay at the resort, but it can be a little pricey. And we're a family of five, and it's a little tricky to find enough space where you're comfortable, given that it's given the prices and everything. And of course, you can hear the tram in the background. Given everything, it just seems like it's sometimes pricey to do it that way. So we chose to stay off property and actually go and stay at a Hampton Inn. And I got to tell you, it was really a good deal. We're staying for three nights. So it's kind of hard to pass on that and decide to go somewhere else and actually stay on the Disney property when you get this benefit. And, you know, it's one of those things where it just seemed like it was such a great opportunity. We chose to do it instead of going and staying at an off-star resort or something. Now I know we don't pay for parking, but I can live with that. It's all right. It worked out pretty well for us from a financial perspective. So it's one of those things where you just have to make a decision about this little time and how you might want to spend your money. We decided we could spend more money doing other things and less money in a hotel. You know, realistically, how much time do you spend in a hotel anyway? So that's kind of how I roll. Now, that's not to say the next time we may stay at a Disney hotel. Who knows? It depends on where the So anyway, we went out and had some fun, and then today we're headed over to the Hollywood Studios. Now, Hollywood Studios is probably, of the four parks, it's my least favorite. And my kids, as they're getting a little older, don't enjoy it quite as much as they used to. They're not as into the shows. And the boys certainly are not as interested in the girly type shows, you know, the stage shows with Beauty and the Beast and Ariel, different things like that. So it's kind of funny to listen to them because, you know, they have a strong opinion about some of that stuff, and I always kind of get amused by it. But that's who they are, and that's okay. They like the roller coasters. Toy Story Mania, man, what a cool event. That was really something. Just seeing the animation and the articulation on Mr. Potato Head was just incredible. Fun day. We just got out here and we had a really good time just kind of hanging around. And I gotta tell you, even though it's my least favorite of the four parks, staying at one of the parks for one day, even if it's my... I gotta tell you, even though it may be one of my least favorite parks, a bad day in the parks is still a better day than in the office. So that's my take on it. And it was just a really good time. We had so much fun. Just kind of hanging around, tooling around, whatever. It doesn't really matter. You know, it's just the fun of being there and being there as a family and having some fun and just creating memories. That's really what it's about. So we just kind of hung around and had some fun and went to see different attractions and different things. And even though my boys complained just a little bit that they didn't get to ride the rides they wanted to, necessarily, like Pirates and the Haunted Mansion, they still had a really good time. So kind of a fun second day. First day, I guess you might say, because, you know, last night we were doing other things. But really kind of a long time.
That was so fun.
That was really cool, wasn't it? That was really fun. I don't know, might have been even worth the hour in line, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe. Close, anyway. Love the rotating cars and shooting at it. It's very cool. Very enjoyable.
It did hurt your hand.
Well, yeah. You like that, Megan?
Obviously, I mean, obviously, I mean, the world's going to be a little bit more. Podcast.
Most of the music you're hearing on this podcast is from a friend of the show named Craig Brown. Craig does a number of things in the techno space. You can find Craig's music on myspace.com/soundA. And my thanks also to Doug over at geekacres.net for his rendition of a Jack Wagner classic. And now we've reached our destination in the 21st century. Yes, I know, it went by so fast. But don't worry, because the future is always in front of us. Thanks for riding with us. Please collect your personal belongings and step onto the moving platform. The platform and your car are moving at equal yet opposite speeds, so watch your head and step. If you have questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or would just like to ask Dave a question about Disney planning or anything else, send him an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. And now, I gotta be moving along.
He's looking for a little more adventure. I'm heading for a little bit of fun now. He's hoping for a little more excitement. Time to be moving along. It's time to be moving along. Time to be moving along.